When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Our favorite time of the week.
High school sweethearts turned married couple with two kids.
Join us for a conversation on life, parenting, marriage, and more.
Welcome to Close Enough.
Just so you know, this is a conversation amongst a married couple. Almost 20 years married.
Almost.
Oh, it's
good. Will we make it? So many days left.
Spoiler alert. I've had a few. I just did a podcast. I've had a few drinks. These are always the best.
Oh, that's a perspective. That's one.
What?
What?
Hi.
Hi.
I love you.
I love you too.
I usually say it at the end, but I'll say it at the beginning. Thanks. Just so people know. Just so they don't make it to the end.
So people may not make it to the end, and that's okay. That's fine by me. You doing good? You feeling good? What happened? How I was gone for 5 minutes to take our
kids.
See
this bottle of bourbon here?
Yep.
Drank a lot of it.
Why?
I mean, who's to say?
Was it the one you were featuring this week?
Yeah.
Oh.
04 straight. I don't have my glass, or I'll drink some more right now, but I'm going to drink this Alani.
Gonna pump the brakes a little bit there, friend.
Listen, Jason Ellis, you can't tell me to pump the brakes.
I can tell you whatever I want.
You can say whatever you want.
Yep. So is the review on the bourbon pretty good? Do we like the Old Forester?
So I haven't bought any new bourbon, so what I did was try something I hadn't tried in a while.
Okay.
I could just pick the bottle. And that was... I tried that a year and a half ago on the podcast. I had COVID. I went back and listened to the episode. I had COVID.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't smell it.
Is it different tasting since you didn't have COVID this time?
I don't even remember drinking it the first time, to be honest.
I don't know if you'll remember drinking it this time, honest.
Rave reviews.
All right, so full disclosure.
Yeah.
I was casually perusing the internet, and I was like, I want to get Gary a 20th. Wedding anniversary gift.
I literally just talked about wanting to do something for your 20th.
So I know that we're doing something, we're going with our
best friend, and we're going to record a podcast with everybody. So be on the lookout for that.
Are we going to talk about marriage? Is that going to be the theme?
I mean, everybody will be married as of that recording.
So
who's to say what happens afterwards?
I was like,
there's a Pac-Man machine, and I'll probably ruin some lives.
Oh my God.
How good I am at Pac-Man. Ping pong, not so much. There's a ping pong table.
That's not what I assumed we were going to do with a ping pong table, but okay.
Okay. What?
All right, you L7.
Make love on the ping pong
that's
table.
Not where I was going with that.
Oh.
So I casually think, I'm trying to think of like more creative things to be 20th, and honestly, like, I don't know what to, you were the hardest person to buy gifts for.
I'm not really, if you just listen to me. Let me buy my own shit.
That's what you do is you just buy your own shit.
Yeah.
And I can't afford amusement park tickets to everything.
That's already.
And
I'm good on this year for that.
Right. So I was like, I would love to find a 20-year-old bourbon. what I didn't know.
Yeah, that's a little...
But I didn't know. In my head, I thought they're all probably like, 20? Me, who has been around bourbon, and you for a while, didn't process.
Hot take on 20-year-old bourbon. People say after about 12 years, it doesn't get any better.
So it's not even good?
Who's to say?
Because we can't really casually afford...
A 20-year-old bourbon?
A 20-year-old bourbon. And I was like, can you just find, like... I was going to ask you this. Can you just find, I was like, I want
no.
A bottle that was, a bourbon that was bottled in 2003. Like, can you, can you find that? Like, do people do that?
You can, but it's not going to be in your price range.
Because 20 years old?
Yeah.
But there's not like a cheap 2003 bourbon?
I mean, maybe there's some Jim Beam that nobody sold from then, but Yeah.
Wild.
But also, once it's bottled, the aging process stops. So you can find something maybe bottled in 2003.
That's what I'm saying. Bottled in 2003.
No.
I just didn't know if like you could search a bourbon by the year it was
bottled. Some of them maybe.
Like maybe I can go to like First Street. I feel like they would have some bourbon on their shelves that's been there for a while.
You know, yeah. No. But the aging process stops once it's in the bottle.
Like, but every bottle is like dated, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. So I'm back to like, I don't know what I'm going to get you.
Don't give me anything. We're having an experience. That's what we do. Okay. We're experienced people. Monetary.
We could get the champagne that you got drunk on that night.
I thought about that. I thought not even that. I mean, it's brute.
Whoa.
Well, yeah.
I apologize. We can cut that out.
We ain't cut shit out.
I bet that's hard on people's ears. Okay.
Well, they'll get over it.
I can tell you Gary's drunk because sober Gary would have.
I wouldn't have.
Been so aggressive.
So I get home, Abby's like, I'm an empath. What's wrong with you? Like, there's nothing wrong with me.
I sensed a vibe. You coming home, you were like, not yourself.
Do tell. What's my, like.
I don't. First of all, I was completely bent over stretching my back and you didn't even hit my ass.
What, you were bent over the wrong way. Your ass was not in my face.
If he wants to,
I'd have motorboated them cheeks. Might motorboat them later.
Disgusting.
That's what's happening after the podcast.
No,
guys.
Gary.
There's a sponsor we that had. We've a, had
nope. Nope. I will cut it out. You will not. Nope. 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 Nope.
Okay.
Cut it.
Just know we're leaving money on the table every episode.
Yeah.
Because Abby's
gobs
got morals or something. I don't know what it is.
Who knows?
I've run this by my friends.
Anxiety.
And they're like, just do it. I'm like, she's a prude.
Yeah. Real big prude over here. Anyway, I just felt like you were stressed or you weren't really making connection when you came home. And you were like doing trying to do laundry.
First of all, you're like, I just feel overwhelmed. I'm trying to help. Being a good husband, helper be.
You literally texted me yesterday and you're like, what area? Listen, I got this. Kids, areas of the house. And I was like, I don't even know where to begin. So translation to Gary was, I will lay in the bed and eat 25 popsicles.
Yeah, that's kind of my diet these days. Who can deny that just a good popsicle in the plastic wrapper, like Flavo Ice?
I hate them. Despise them. Well, and it's not even because of taste. It's because I pick up 952 popsicle wrappers
a
day.
That's and some kind
of nightstand sticky.
And I clean it off, try it every day.
You do not clean up the sticky.
How do we know that's popsicle?
That's disgusting. You're ridiculous.
I mean, it could be Harlan. It could be anything.
Do not blame the baby.
Well, he's not a baby anymore.
Oh my God, I quit this podcast. You moved the microphone back. I can't move my hands when I talk.
You can scoot the chair back and it's the same dynamic.
Don't tell me what to do.
I'm not. I'm just you're just in a mood.
That was you earlier.
That's not me.
And then you got drunk and finally we're happy.
I'm not.
End of story.
Let's just so we're approaching 20 years of marriage. That's a long time. I don't feel like, one, that I should be over. I feel approximately 27 years old mentally.
It's giving yourself a few years.
12, really.
Yeah.
I still have that same humor. But that's how you stay young, right? You keep the same mindset as a young person.
I think so.
Like today at work, we're having a deep conversation about politics and somebody used the term optics. I was like, bro, you got me fucked up. I don't even know. I don't even care.
Don't bring those.
Like I'm. So we jargon on our here. Way back from Disney World, we listened to Killer Mike and Joe Rogan. Killer Mike's like, you need to focus politically, micro local, like really local elections. I'm focused even less than that.
That
like
means nothing.
Politics, yeah, politics mean nothing to me.
That's good to know.
I mean, I'm like, I told you this other night. I'm like JFK. He said he met a lot of great men, but he just wants to be a good man. I just want to be a good man. And I think to be a good man, you can't be involved in politics. You can't really. Although
it's true. I think you have to be able to speak up for others. And
yeah, I mean, I would.
And stand for others. And that does.
I mean, I bust a motherfucker in the mouth. I don't even.
It's good to know. Where are you on the.
Oh, God.
I mean, let's talk about the real stuff.
All right.
The Miranda Lambert talking down to her fans.
So, based on loosely, you might fill me in on the story. She stops her concert because somebody in the crowd is taking a selfie.
She's getting ready to start a pretty
emotional song.
Yeah, emotional.
Is this in Vegas? She's like,
hell, I don't know.
I think I she's got like a res. Who's to say?
And apparently, these women in the VIP pit front row are trying to do, and I've seen the picture, are trying to do like. It's five of them get a selfie with Miranda in the background as she's trying to start the song. And it's kind of distracting her.
I and think so she stops phones should be outlawed at any live event.
Really?
I mean.
Here's the thing. Nobody's watching your concert videos. Me included.
Fireworks, concerts.
Nobody's watching them.
Really? Any? Like I mean, kids? Nobody gives a shit about your baby's first steps.
I still remember concerts I went to without a phone. I don't go back.
We didn't take any videos. Like the last concert we went to was pre-pandemic, mm-hmm. right? Was that the last concert? Yep. Yeah. We didn't take any video there.
I took a little that went to my snap, but nothing else. I don't even know if we got a picture of us together that night, yeah. Other than like outside the venue.
Before, yeah. That's a lock screen on my phone.
Got the phone to show me. So I think that's fair.
What did she say? I don't.
So I guess she stops the concert and says something about, sorry, I can't really go on. There's people distracting me right now, taking a selfie. And it kind of calls them out in front of everybody.
And they're
stops
like,
the song.
Oh my God. What a biatch.
As a teacher, I would be like, wrong approach. When you shame them publicly, it kind of looks bad on you. You got to maybe use a little humor or something with that. I don't know. Or like embrace it and like do a pose with it and then roll on.
Or like fuck their picture up.
Right. Flip them off in the background. That'd been funny.
Or pop a titty out.
So I follow this woman on TikTok. She's from Floyd County and she eats cake and talks about Britney Spears and among other things. And I love her. She says sissy cat.
So, God, it's a wonderful time to be alive when you can just eat cake and talk about Britney Spears.
And she's amazing. She's hilarious. She's funny, but she's very down to earth in her advice, life advice. And she's like, I see this woman. So she's really getting to this Miranda Lambert thing, thinking, may not be the take, you know, she may have not approached it correctly. So everybody's main argument is if these women are super fans and spend that much money to get into the pit, how dare her? How dare Miranda Lambert ruin their experience? They are the fans. They spent money on this. Turns out, one of them at least, is just a big old rich bitch that her entire social influencer personality, mm-hmm. and I use the term personality loosely, is based around what expensive purses she has.
Oh, damn. What's her?
I don't even know. I'll have to go back to the thing. And it's real transparent. I'm just here for the Instagram. I'm just here for the pictures, the optics, if you will.
That's a horrible term.
We
know people that document fake life on social media through
mm-hmm.
pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everything's a photo op.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are we guilty of that? Sure. Like, we take happy pictures, but there's also...
I try to be often.
Gotta be real. Gotta be real. Authentic. And I feel like this podcast does a lot, but as somebody, and you as well, as mm-hmm. a teacher, who, for better or for worse, performs, you're a former teacher.
I'm not a former. I'm still a teacher, damn it.
Well...
Quit calling me a former teacher.
But as somebody who spoke in front of large crowds...
Mm-hmm.
And like you've got your energy and you're mm-hmm. you're giving yourself, there's part of you that you're giving away to the crowd.
Sure.
right? And you're hoping, like I've talked to many people about public speaking, and I'm comfortable in it, but I'm fucking easily distracted. Easily distracted. If there were some people, I'm not, maybe in my circles, I may have garnered a little cult following, 7-8 people.
Jesus.
But if somebody was to like come up and take a selfie as I'm speaking on whatever it is, I'd be like, what the fuck?
Right, right.
You know? And it'd be it, like it, as somebody who's going to perform and you have this, like you, she probably performs every night. Or, sure. Like I think she's in Vegas. I'm pretty sure she's okay. in Vegas. But, you know, you have this set. And you see this like as a distraction. You're like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
But well, hey, but as somebody in the who's in the public eye, I don't know. Good for her though. Say fuck them.
Well, it's just your this whole argument that this
them,
like
I'd have kicked them out.
This whole victim mentality of the audience members. I don't think they were there having their best Miranda night. I think they were people who just were able to get tickets to the front row. I don't know that they were Miranda Lambert
and
super
good
fans.
For them to be in that position.
Good
to do
they
that.
Could. I'm just not really buying the whole like. I'm not saying she's completely in the right. There is a right and wrong way sometimes to handle things. We don't always.
You've been to Miranda Lambert concert. Yep. Did we? We've never been to the Miranda. We've walked by it several times, but the Miranda Lambert Bar in Nashville.
Yeah, never been in.
I think though that they just license their name to a
I'm
bar.
Sure.
You know,
I'm sure. And
like
then
it's not her bar,
right? So,
like Jason Aldean, he's in some shit right now.
Yeah, yeah. I just watched an artist totally obliterate his song and like put the real lyrics at what he was trying to say.
But
to.
In the same sense, though, I grew up in the '90s listening to rap music. There is some pretty fucking crazy shit in some rap music that's a, how would you say it? Like an over the top, overgeneralization, like whatever. Like it.
I don't think this is being over the top, overgeneralization. I think it's the innuendo.
Who gives a fuck about Jason Aldean? Name me two Jason Aldean songs. Continue. Exactly. I don't fucking know who that dude is from nobody.
Right. But
somebody was talking about Kane Brown at the office.
Don't know who that is.
Well, he's a black country singer.
Oh. I don't know country, so
I think
I am
he's
not
black. He may be biracial. Oh, who's Jesus. To say? But I'm like, I don't know shit. Like, you wanna talk about current country? Fast Car by Luke Combs.
There you go.
Dude, we listened to it on the radio. I was like, oh shit. And then I saw somebody like Tracy Chapman.
The writer
of the song. Like, you know, it went to number one on the charts, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, she didn't get her due. First of all, she authorized him to do that. Mm-hmm. Turns out she won motherfucking Grammys and awards for this song. So I'm like, why are we fake outraged about everything?
Mm-hmm. I don't want to associate the word fake outrage from that conversation about the Tracy Chapman to the fake outrage
about Jason Aldean.
So I don't want to associate those two things.
Yeah, because I'll be honest. I don't know enough about Jason Aldean. I wouldn't know. If Jason Aldean walked in this basement with an acoustic guitar, I'd be like,
who are you?
Bring me Stephen Scott. I'd rather listen to Stephen Scott.
Right.
You know, who we've seen live.
Yes.
But I don't know. All that to say.
Well, I was just, I've just been, because, you know, Charlie. So I say, Charlie, your girl Miranda's in trouble. And she was like, who? And I guess Miranda Sings has done something. She goes, Miranda Sings
is
my girl.
Yeah, she was a groomer.
Yeah,
allegedly.
And then did
some cringy video about, right. I'm like,
I had no idea that even happened. And Charlie was like, what? So we were having this entire conversation not on the same page, which is basically
what
our theme for the week is we are not on the same page.
Like, what if, God forbid, this podcast blows up and we're top 5 in the charts? It's like Joe Rogan, Dax Shepard, Gary and Abby. And we all this attention's on us.
He went to 5 and made it to 3. Okay, keep going.
Yeah, but that's the top 5.
Oh.
I mean, I don't want to be 5, but I don't want to be 1.
Oh, okay.
3 is a good number.
Great. Awesome.
Mm-hmm. But then you get so much attention and like you're bombarded on social media and all this stuff and can't go out of the house. Almost like we'd won the Powerball or something like that.
We didn't.
God damn it, it'd been great.
Keep focus.
But
stay with it.
But you've got all this attention focused on you. I'm not the guy to have the attention focused on me. Nope. I'm gonna fuck it up royally.
Yep.
Like, you want to talk about 15 minutes? Give me 10 minutes and I'm canceled.
Maybe five.
Not for derogatory things, just because I'm a dumbass.
This is true.
And I think about that, like.
You think about your 15 minutes of fame?
No, I think about people that have, like, catapulted from zero to hero in nanoseconds.
You right, know, which think is about a lot like, more frequent with social media.
Yeah, a lot, you know, and it's just, I don't know that I could handle it. I don't know that I'd want to handle it.
I don't think.
I would love the money.
So I had this conversation love with somebody.
The money. I don't want the attention. I want a million people a week to listen to this podcast. I don't really want to interact with them.
That is the story of my entire life. You know? I would love, I don't want to interact with anybody. I was talking, you know, but like, hey, I don't think the human spirit or condition was ever built to be platformed on social media the way that it is. There's parts of it that I am forever grateful. Interactions and exchanges and knowledge shared through TikTok. I love that. I love the, you know, a fundraiser was started for the Special Olympics, which is something I'm helping out with, and mm-hmm. complete strangers through because of social media, because of media, were able to access that and yeah. come to that. But as far as maintaining this
persona like this,
yeah, the sharing, because essentially you have to maintain multiple personalities, just to be honest, even the most
you can do that
authentic fuck you the most authentic people, I think there is still this sense of real me, real life me,
right,
online me. And so something I am exploring,
real life me on social media,
nope. So anyway,
that's why I don't post anything,
thank God. Something I think that we are seeing is I am very curious as to, as I enter into this next phase of my life, working with people from a younger generation than me. Now I'm not teaching a younger generation. I've always had this understanding and thought of how do I access and teach this generation? But now this generation are now my colleagues, right? I've been in it long enough that they're now rough. My colleagues. And I am not saying something is bad or something is good, but it's definitely different. And I don't know where to.
Like, you got to find a common ground. And how do you do that?
Well, and then what is my particular, like, what are we not seeing eye to eye on? What is different? What feels, how do they perceive, how do we perceive some situations so differently?
Yeah.
And am I perceiving it from an old person standpoint? Or are they perceiving it from a newbie
person? I'm the same way.
So something someone very wise pointed out to me.
A wise old geezer.
She's not old or a geezer.
You just said.
I said someone very wise. And you said old geezer.
To be wise.
No.
I'm just telling you, if I think of wise, I think of the old owl from the Tootsie Roll.
Not a geezer. And okay. The fact that you think of wise in a cartoon tells me everything I need to know about your mental capacity.
I'm not saying it's the right way to think about it. Okay. I'm just saying that's the way I think about it.
It's good. All right. So she said you need to understand that their entire life has been shared online. They have always been comfortable and perceived that everything and everybody, including themselves, are sharing everything online.
And that's where you get into the what's authentic in what you share and what you see and how your ideas are formed based on online, but what's real and what's not and what's just bullshit.
But that also leads into this concept of equity versus equality. Like if everybody is sharing everything online, then that comparison mentality is not a side thought. It is default thought, is constant comparison. Yeah. That is all they have lived in because everyone and everybody sharing everything online.
And I know you've dealt and struggled with comparison in many facets of life.
Yeah.
But to be totally honest, I don't care.
I think that's a privilege you have. Just to be honest. I think society is a little bit more forgiving in the experience, which I have heard some male students express before, there are pieces and parts of them that they wish that like they do not feel like, I think the perception is like, you don't have to have feelings. You don't have to have.
I have feelings.
We know.
I'm a deep emotional human.
Okay.
Am I not? Do you not, if you cut me, do I not bleed?
Anyway, it's different. Okay.
Sure. Okay.
So
I'm not devoid of feelings.
No, I don't want to go. I know you're not, but it is a perception that you are, it is more forgiving for you to not give a shit and to not have to give a shit.
I don't think it's the giving a shit. It's just that I am oddly confident enough to not compare myself to others.
You have always been oddly confident enough, period. Like that, you know, has just been
like, I'm one of one.
But and wherever that comes from, wonderful, great. It's curious to me because I've never had that confidence.
I don't think it's hard to achieve when you isolate yourself from a lot of other shit. Like,
I don't know what that means. Like, I don't know what you're saying.
Granted, I have struggles with being a father. Like, I have some deep emotional regrets and hardships with the way I parent, mostly our daughter. I have, as a friend and as a husband, I harbor some deep regret and emotional feeling, but to compare myself to somebody else or to try to line up or see like who am I most like or who are my role models or who, like, where do I fit? What peg does my square fit in? Mm-hmm. I'm pretty accepting of my own flaws. Maybe it's the liquor talking, but you know what I mean? Like, I'm not, like, I don't want to be, I look at our friend group, right? Mm-hmm. And you guys are going to hear from all of our friends next time, which is going to be great. But I don't like say, well, he does it this way or I do it this way, you know, or like we just hung out with our friends not 2 weeks ago talking with one of them about parenting. And he's like, why do you approach it that way? We were talking about therapy for some reason.
No, this was when the conversation started about how, like, if Charlie says she likes something, your instant instinct is to shit on it.
That's not true.
That was what the conversation was. So, like, she mentioned liking something.
I don't remember.
Right. She mentioned a career choice. And
oh, like, yeah, yeah. She wanted to be an environmental lawyer. And I was like, there's no money in that.
No, you said, so you want to be poor. Don't say there was no money in that. You said you're very insulting. And then somebody else said something.
Why didn't I offer an alternative?
And so the conversation was, why do you do that? Why do you not just listen to them and accept that and let them and
I
let
think
them
it's because
do that?
I don't mind being talked to that way because I have this thick skin, or you know what I mean? Like, you can be derogatory and mean to me and it's not going to affect me for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as long as it's not like super personal, but you can be like, hey, you did that, you fucked this up. And I'd be like, yeah, I did or I didn't or whatever. Like, I'm not easily offended or embarrassed.
But other people are.
Right. But I'm saying, like, that, you know, coming as somebody who spurts out this madness, and I realize it's madness sometimes and it's uncalled for and not the best practice, I try to apologize and go on my way. But, like, I remember sitting at work one day. This didn't come from me, but we have a smoker at work. Right? And a smoker takes, like, wood chips.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
A guy I work with said, so does that take corn pellets? And without skipping a beat, one of my heroes and role models, I won't say his name, sitting across from him, sits up in his chair and says, what the fuck is wrong with you? Corn pellet? What the fuck is a corn pellet? What are you talking about? Blunt, like to mm-hmm. a probably an honest question. Like, the motherfucker didn't know what went in it.
I wouldn't know
what to be honest, smoker. I didn't know what went in it. I was saying, I was like, I fucking don't know. Man. You put fucking charcoal in it. I was just saying, but it's just that.
So even though you've been,
it's the environment, like, I'm
it
around.
Is. But you have to understand that's not normal. That is not a normal environment. And so you try to normalize that everywhere you go, including your parenting. And to say, like, you've been gifted the opportunity since a very formative age of 18 to be around a place that is nothing but desensitization of feelings. And so because of that, you just want to maintain that. That's your whole control shit of, like, if I'm uncomfortable, everybody else is going to be uncomfortable. If I think that's a stupid idea, you need to think it's a stupid idea. When that's not the case.
I don't need you to think. I just need you to know that I think it's a stupid idea.
Guess what? We don't give a shit. Your only goal is to make other people feel better. So you can say it in a different way. Your approach.
I don't disagree with you.
Sucks.
So, I do have a bad approach.
Horrible.
What about romantically? Do I have a good approach?
I mean.
Let me turn the tables here. I feel like I do really try to romanticize our relationship 20 years in.
I don't disagree with that.
Oh, good.
I think you are.
Editor, clip that out. We're going to put that on social media. She thinks I'm romantic.
You can be very romantic. Now, our love languages.
There's always a but.
Our love languages are super different.
Right. I just read and I watched and then I dug a little deeper about how my love languages are dangerous.
Talk to me more about that.
So,
and A, tell me more about what you're reading.
So, it went through all the love languages and, like, the reciprocation. So, my love languages are physical touch.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's my main one. Yep. And words of affirmation.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's like if I give those. If I'm a, you know, one romantically or whatever, want to touch, and then you're not wanting to be touched or you don't reciprocate that, it hurts my feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Same with words of affirmation. I give you words of affirmation and they, like, go silent, you know, or you deflect them or whatever. It hurts my feelings. Mm-hmm. I was like, fuck, that's right. Mm-hmm. Like that, you know, so you, like, then you just stop doing that. Whereas the other ones, like, you can. If you, like, you say it's gifts,
mm-hmm.
I would get off on giving you a gift. Doesn't mean you need to reciprocate it, but I want you to enjoy that gift. Mm-hmm. Not who doesn't enjoy a gift,
right?
But, like, if I wanna be romantic or sexual, whatever, and then it's not, then I get shut down. Like, it hurts your feelings,
right?
You know, or I was like, say, oh, hey, you're beautiful, and you're like, I don't feel beautiful. It hurts your feelings.
Right.
And you're like, well, fuck, why did I even say it?
Do I hurt your feelings?
All the time.
I'm sorry.
Like, because we're not the same.
I, for a lot of different reasons, struggle with words. You give words of affirmation. I try to give you words. I struggle when you give me words of affirmation. It's not my love language because...
But it doesn't have to be your love language. You just have to know that that's.
I need to know that's how you give, like, love too,
and just accept it.
Right, because in my head, I think you need to know what my actual love language is and do that, because you would do anything but that. Because
well, yours are acts of service acts and quality of service. Time.
Yep. And so
today I come home. I'm doing laundry. I'm doing shit, and obviously she thinks something's fucking wrong.
You had a look at your face while you're doing laundry.
What?
You just had a look on your face.
It's not looks of service. It's acts of service. I'm acting. Okay.
You to be fair, you did one load of, like, you put one load in, but
if you're lucky, I put another load in.
I didn't know it was coming.
Did you?
Dude, it's open my mouth. Oh. Damn it.
I said, but you know what I'm saying? Like, it's
I hear you. I struggle so hard with the words. I told you this. It just feels like...
Well, after 20 years...
I'm just telling you, the word shit just doesn't work with me.
But knowing that it's my thing...
I'm going to get better. I've got time.
You don't
believe...
10, 15 years before I die, so...
What the hell? Shut up. I don't want to have that conversation.
Oh, we ain't lasting forever, and we're already at the 20-year mark.
Well, we're not like, what is wrong with you? We're vampires. All right.
I would love to be a vampire.
Oh, God.
If Lestat came in tonight and was like, I can give you eternal life.
So what were you listening to? How'd you get on this?
TikTok. Like, it was some bullshit TikTok. So I was like, I saw their thing and I was like, oh, I get this.
Because
I almost sent it to you and I was like, ah, fuck, she'll be like, well, what's that mean? What do you mean by
I
this?
I have several.
And because your go-to is being defensive. And I've said this for so long. I could be like, I could say something. Abby gets super defensive. And I'm like, drop your fucking guard here, lady. Same team.
So vulnerable.
We're just on the same team.
I know.
I ain't going nowhere.
The walls are up a lot.
I mean, what the fuck's... am I going to sleep on a couch?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I'm working on it. I am working on it. I re-upped. I rescheduled. I got back in the rotation of therapy. I'm working on it.
Not only that, my wife, who's sitting here listening to this as I say this.
Oh, no.
Would be like, hey, did you know that if you took sheep shit and put it in a capsule and took it, it would lower your anxiety? And like, she's all for the supplement shit. But the motherfucker won't take a Tylenol.
I just don't believe Tylenol so, works. Not, I don't think it's real.
Okay. So, I don't think any of your shit's real. Fucking Amazon, all summer, you know, we're hood rich in the summer up until we got about 2 weeks left of our money until we're broke. A jug, and I say a jug, a fucking jug of magnesium powder comes in.
It was flakes.
Flakes, jug, whatever. It's magnesium. And she buys water, like spray bottles. She's got, her and Charlie are fucking spraying themselves down with magnesium at night. Now, I know if I have a headache and I take an ibuprofen, that motherfucker goes away.
It does. I believe it's bad. I just don't. However.
Listen, I've got oceanfront property in Arizona. I will gladly.
It's not true. There's.
You're right. None of that's true. None of the shit you're taking is true unless all that stuff you get naturally.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Your diet should provide you, like...
I don't have a very good diet.
You talk to anybody in a supplement game. Now, I've taken every...
I was going to say, please tell us more.
No, listen.
Sir.
I'm all but... Shit all over I'm one me. Step away from fucking ordering cocaine off the internet. True story. Hand to God. Side note.
This is good to know.
Listen, this is the best... This is a great story. This is a work story. You never get work stories here. But I'm at work yesterday, and I get an email from my boy Ralph. Ralph lives in Jersey. He's a shut-in. You'll never hear this, but I love, Ralph God. Is.
Is this going to get us legally in trouble?
No.
Is this his real name? Can we change his name?
No, his real name's Ralph.
I'd rather not use his real name.
I won't tell you his last name.
Okay, keep going.
There's a skunk.
Gary.
So, great dude. Like, I vent to him. He's like, I don't know. Like, I would fucking run through that brick wall for Ralph. I almost said his last
I did.
Name.
I know. Can you just.
Ralph Pepe. His name's Ralph Pepe. All right. Ralph, you hear this. I love you. Just know that. Anyway, we work in the same industry. We talk all the time, probably at least once a week. Also, he has helped my career more than anybody in this world. But we share funny stuff, right? Like, if he shares something on LinkedIn, like I share just stuff on LinkedIn, which is fucking weird social media. Anyway, he sends me this email.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
And we're in the supply chain world, and there's this person who's trying to book this load to be transported. And so it's a legit sheet, and it's like, it's coming out of Mexico. And the sheet's like, you know, how big the trailer needs to be, how far the journey is. It gets to commodity. Any guess what the commodity they're trying to ship out of Mexico is? It's cocaine. They write fucking cocaine on this
list.
That's
not true.
I swear to God, I'll show it.
It was fake. Nope, don't.
So I just sent him an email back to that. Bold strategy there, Cotton. I didn't see what the pay was because I might maybe went and got a truck and tried to fucking haul that shit up here. But
I'm glad you didn't. That was some good.
But that's like, I don't even know where we're going with that.
You were shitting on me.
I was not.
For ordering magnesium flakes.
Yeah, and somebody's trying to ship cocaine out of Mexico.
Those two things are not related.
It's still, both of them are equally hilarious to me.
What?
You are so gullible. I'm not saying gullible, but you are easily influenced in if, like, there could be a TikTok of, like I said.
I think this has always been
and grounded
a personality of mine. I don't think it necessarily is based completely in, hang on, nope. You need to stop talking for a second. You can shut your mouth for 5 seconds, sweetheart. And let me finish a fucking thought.
Finish your thoughts.
I think that I have always leaned more into, are there other more natural ways?
Homeopathy to stuff.
Yeah. Okay. That doesn't make me fucking gullible. It just makes me fucking curious.
Says the woman who, hang on, in 2004, randomly on our doorstep, Beachbody shows up.
What the hell that has to do with shit?
How'd that work out for you?
Motherfucker! What the hell? Are you kidding me?
In this corner of this basement, there's a Beachbody package unopened.
Whoa.
And a Jillian Michaels 7-day shred.
I didn't play goddamn Farmville that is fake fucking farming and waste my life on fake farms. Hours and hours. Let's also talk about your fake rust. You're fighting a fake fucking apocalypse. And you
skip, I'm preparing for the future,
time with your family to play a fake game. Are you fucking kidding me right now, Gary Thomas?
I'm just saying.
Oh my God.
You went for the gusto there, and I'm just talking about some shit you did 20 years ago.
I mean, I got plenty of shit you did in the most recent years. You want to go? We are not making it to our 20th anniversary. Are you kidding me?
Well, we got 2 weeks. We'll sort this out. It'll be all right. I'm not judging you.
I bought magnesium, and I guarantee other people take magnesium. That you're supposed to be taking magnesium, motherfucker. You got it up there.
I bought it in a pill form.
Okay. Well, our body doesn't absorb it as well because we don't have the nutrients to absorb it.
Also, I've been wanting to do this for the magnesium sulfate, the oral stuff that makes you poop. I've been wanting to do that. I don't know if I can handle it right now.
Do you believe in that? You really do?
I know it makes you shit. I know I've watched enough people. Like, I follow this guy who chugs a bottle and then sees how long he can get into a certain activity. Like, he chugs it. How long can I be at the gym until I take a shit? How long can I run before I take a shit? How long in Walmart before I take a shit?
And I'm not poo-pooing. You have the audacity to question anything I do.
I support you. There was no fight about you getting this. You do whatever you want to do. Just take a fucking ibuprofen when you got a headache. How about that?
Well, sir, I have been taking ibuprofen.
It's not for a headache.
I hurt my back.
Yeah. I told Abby today. She texted me Sunday, Monday?
Monday. It was fucking Monday.
Today's Thursday as of this recording. My day's ruined. I did squats, threw my back out. Abby is susceptible to injury. Usually before something happens. I don't know if we talked about, did we talk about you getting a UTI before we went on vacation?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So anytime, like we were going for her birthday trip to Nashville, I think she sprains her ankle.
I didn't think I rolled my ankle. I got back up. I fucking dealt with
shit. I'm not saying you're not.
I persevere, motherfucker. I got a UTI. I got on the phone with the doctor immediately, had my antibiotics in Florida when I got there.
That's right. I'm just saying.
I persevere. So you don't talk
resilient.
Shit about me.
I'm not. I'm saying you're resilient.
You better say I'm resilient.
But you're just very susceptible to things before events.
What event am I?
Like, I'm going to put you in a bubble before, like, Wednesday of next week, you're in a bubble. I'm going to make sure Micah keeps you in the hotel room. You don't get to leave. You lay flat on your back. Drink water and your magnesium.
Like, here's the thing.
Tell me.
So what if I take the magnesium?
I'm not. So I'm just saying, you are so anti-pharma.
Yeah. To an extent, I question a lot of shit that we take. I want, like, why are these other things not
being
used?
Life short, cut the headache in half. Take a Tylenol PM.
I do. Like, when I have a headache, I will take, like, some. I, for the most part, have never had headaches. And the fact that I'm, like, 42 and starting to get headaches freaks me the hell out.
But we think that's a hormonal shift, right?
Probably. And
to even be in this position, to even be 42 right now, amazes me.
So, yeah, I hurt my back. I've been taking ibuprofen like multiple times a day. So
I get my first CT scan.
I'm glad that you found a connection between those two things.
I'm just saying we are dilapidating like a fucking old British manor.
Listen, we spent more on your medical shit this year than we've ever spent on
mine.
We
spent nothing on my shit.
Well, we've had to spend more time on your medical needs.
This year? What have we done this year?
I'm saying the past few years, you've been very needy.
I've not been needy. My
friend,
goal is not to need you for anything.
I can make that happen. Just
what do I ask
say,
you for?
It's not what you asked me for. It's what you fucking couldn't survive without because I wasn't providing it.
Oh, I too am resilient and could survive on very little. Peanut butter and crackers.
And our children. And keep up with our kids.
Oh, we ain't talking about children.
Okay.
I don't know. Who let us have kids? How rich would we be if we didn't have kids?
We wouldn't. You'd find something stupid. You'd be up in your lives on Farmville right now, and we'd be broke.
That's
because
not even a game
you
anymore.
Would probably be like, it is too. There's still a version of it.
Then I'm downloading it tonight. And it's
probably.
Over.
Probably pay money to play Rust, don't you?
I don't know.
You have.
I bought Rust. There's a I don't even think it's still around. It was a charity thing. It's called Humble Bundle. So people would put their game. Most of them were like independent games, stuff like that, on there. And you pay whatever you want. So I spent $5. I got like 20 games. And Rust just happened to be one of them. So I spent $5 on Rust.
You never paid money to like get an extra life or a power mushroom or something?
No, there's nothing like that on there. Hmm. Like you can buy skins and things, but I'm not into that. Anymore.
Yeah.
I got rich on it, actually.
On what?
Rust.
It's not real money, Gary.
It's 100% real money.
You have real money. You got rich on real money. Where the hell's the real money? I'm waiting to see it. Where's the...
I withdrew it and used it.
I had no idea this happened.
I say rich. So, and if you're a video gamer, they're skins. They're cosmetic. They don't affect gameplay. There's just things you can wear. So during the pandemic, early 2020, when I really got into it, every week there's new skins. So, and they're like 99 cents.
Keep in mind, this is all, I'm hearing this for the first time. Carry on.
You've never asked me. I'm an open book.
Fuck.
So anyway, they come up with new sets every week. So for a good portion of 2020, I'd buy $5 worth every week. So there's a blackout set, which is all black gear, like pants, shirt, armor,
I get
all
it.
That stuff.
Monochromatic.
I sold it.
Wait, did you buy it first?
Yeah.
For how much?
$5 for all of it. Okay. I sold the kilt, the blackout kilt, for $47. Probably sold the whole set for around $120. It's like the stock market. And I did take some L's where I didn't make any money on it, so I still have them, but 99 cents. Who's like who?
So when I asked you about 32.9 seconds ago, have you ever spent money on Rust? And you're like,
I was
thought
you were talking about buying the game. I just thought, like, I'm not talking about the insider market.
Like power up mushrooms, all that stuff, and you're like,
I didn't buy anything. Okay. Pay to win. Okay. I bought things.
You're manipulative.
I didn't lie. In the same conversation, I told you exactly what I did. So no harm, no foul. Why are you putting your nose up like that? Anyway, we as a family. Especially since I had my surgery in September. I feel like we had one of our first, other than going out to eat, like our first sit-down meal at our kitchen table in forever the other night. I made hamburgers, grilled, sautéed some onions. We all sat down and had a good time. But in general, it's usually a fend-for-yourself type deal. Like Harlan has his set food group, which is pizza, chicken fries, chicken nuggets. Abby started making him a pizza today. Pretty good. We got to get that little motherfucker in shape. Charlie has her rotation. Abby has, what's it called?
Girl dinner.
Girl dinner.
Which I didn't know it was called girl dinner until TikTok.
Yeah, until.
Came across my algorithm. I was trying to, Gary shits on me.
Don't shit on you. Let's be honest.
I'm sorry. I'm not. You like to point out my flaws.
I do not.
Good thing I'm not words of affirmation, because.
Well, because you wouldn't take those anyway.
Well, you wouldn't give them to me anyway.
I do. That's what I do give you words every fucking day. I try to say something to her.
After you follow it up with, you would even survive without me. I can. I do. I just choose not to cook a meal. I just don't. I don't want to. I don't want to have to cook a meal. If it was my choice, I would rarely cook full meals for myself.
Would be completely famished if it wasn't for me.
That's not true. I'm a very thick girl. I don't get this way by not eating. I know how to eat. I just choose to, like, either I'll pick one meal and that becomes my meal right now. I'm really into some pasta salad. Got some shrimp the other day on sale. Clearance shrimp.
I wish I liked shrimp. I just don't like any seafood.
It's delicious.
Deep fried cod from Long John's. I'm down.
It's not real.
I know, but that's what I like.
So I frequently eat like this, or I will just do chips and salsa for the rest of my life, and that becomes dinner. But I'm learning how to add proteins. I know how to add proteins and eat it. I just don't want to cook a meal, and it's very complicated here.
Because we're all in different.
Because everybody's
I will acknowledge that it's
and nobody likes the same shit, and everybody is picky.
Everybody likes chips and salsa.
Except me.
We just don't choose it for a meal.
And
listen, there's a bag of fucking frozen taquitos over there that I'm about to tear up tonight.
Don't. You'll puke. I've always been an ingredients kid. And this.
Wait. Define ingredients kid.
So we never had prepackaged snacks in my house. Hardly ever.
So everything was made from scratch.
Not everything was
all those TV dinners you ate growing up were made from scratch.
No. You're not hearing me. I said prepackaged snacks. So we were not like
specifically
right. We were not like a Little Debbie home. There were no like that. Never happened.
I just talked about this in this week, talking about breakfast growing up. Mom, if you're listening, you can attest to this. Little Debbie brownie, 5 seconds in the microwave, washed down
for breakfast
for every fucking day.
Would never happen.
Wash it down with Sunny D.
Okay. I think we did have Sunny D, but it was cereal.
Is Sunny D still around?
Yeah.
I'm about to buy some.
Ew.
Fake orange drink. Go ahead.
My throat. It just,
what?
It like coats your. Stop. I knew you were going to say it, so shut up. Stop. That's disgusting. Like,
what are you talking about? Talking about Sunny D.
Shut up. Let me finish. So it just wasn't. A habit. Like, I'm not saying there weren't chips in the house. Like, things like that existed.
Better cheddars?
Yeah, we did.
You have your mamas.
That was, no, nannies. A snack in our house was like a tortilla with some melted cheese on it. And not like shredded cheese. It was like Because mom would like, I know she craft shredded cheese. Her cheese. Yeah. Which.
I'm down for that. Like a cheese roll up?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck
did
yeah.
A lot of that cheese on top of bread. Ketchup on bread. Lots of microwave
varieties. I had a mayonnaise sandwich.
Never had mayonnaise sandwiches. And I love mayonnaise. And
my dad used to eat peanut butter mayonnaise sandwiches when he gets home for every
lots
night.
Lots of peanut butter and crackers. Lots of cheese and crackers. Oh, God.
Or you take like Ruffles or Wavy Lays and you just get like the Kraft singles and you put cheese on it. I had that last night.
Ruffles with Kraft singles?
Yeah, any type of like plain chip.
I did like a tortilla chip, but it was very much like that. So when I'm still this way going grocery shopping, Gary's like, did you get any snacks?
And yeah, I'm thinking about something fucking good.
And I don't get snack. Like, it's just not in my mental. Years. This is years. Like, it is
you
not
think
in my
after
habit.
20 years, motherfucker, realize, like, I'm talking about some Little Debbie's. How about you get some cookies, something, you know?
So the other day, I was at the store getting something totally different, and I got you some Nutty Buddies.
Yeah, not even the best. Like, that's how little she pays attention to the snacks. What is my favorite?
You bought Nutty Buddies the other day when we were on vacation, so I thought you would still enjoy
them. What's my favorite
Little
Debbie snack?
The dumbest one in the fucking world.
What is it?
The donut stick.
No. Not even close.
Swiss roll up?
Swiss roll. Swiss roll. Top tier. Let's rank the Little Debbie snacks. Swiss roll.
I
close second. Fudge round.
Zebra cake.
Zebra cake. Yeah.
Cosmic brownie.
Nope.
Yes.
S tier. Bottom.
Nope.
Yeah, all the brownies are bottom.
No.
Yeah.
You're wrong.
I remember.
Oatmeal cream pie is my favorite. Now, we did.
Double-decker oatmeal cream pie, yes. But if you go get the fucking box, Little Debbie, and you get the little single.
Now, I think
bullshit
my dad.
Oatmeal cream pie, it's garbage.
Oatmeal cream pies did show up very occasionally. Very occasionally. But they were like my dad's.
Star Crunch?
I've had them, but they're
That's mid. It's not brownie level.
Lots of cereal in my life. We would do, but it's all like Kix. And Cheerios. I thought the multigrain Cheerios was the shit.
I love Raisin Bran. Cheerios. Raisin Bran. Love Raisin Honey, Bran. Oatmeal Raisin.
You like Honey Bunches of Oats?
No. It's the clusters. It was the raisins with the nuts.
That was way late. Way late in my career.
You know what I always wanted? And when I finally got it, because it was kind of expensive, but it was so trash. Grape Nuts.
You thought it was
good? I thought it was going to be great. No. I thought it was going to be great, and I got it, and I was like, I remember I was an adult. I was like, fuck. This $5 box of Grape Nuts.
Awful.
I'm going to tear it. And it was fucking gross. I was like, this is.
Remember my Kashi days? I would eat Kashi cereal.
That wasn't bad, though. It was all right.
It looked like, were you eating sticks?
It looked like fucking eating limbs off the tree. Crave. You remember Crave cereal?
Yeah.
You used to get Crave.
I used to get Crave. So. I could very easily can throw together like the weirdest combination of food and just call it dinner. And Gary swears I don't know how to feed myself. And that's not true. Not, if anything, I'm a survivor and can eat anything.
That's true. But 6:30, if you fed Harlan yet, you going to feed these kids?
That's not true. I've been feeding dinner? Him.
Really?
I just feel, really? Yes.
Yeah. Lunch maybe. Because you have to.
I swear to God, you come at me right now, I will destroy you. I dare you, Gary.
I'm not.
Here's the thing, because I try to generally, we'll have a conversation. What do you want for dinner? I don't know. What do you want, Gary? Nothing. Okay. So again, that mental load comes down to me of like, well, okay, Charlie, what do you want? Now I'm either going to.
But that's where it stops.
Because then I've got to decide. No, and by that, you're like, oh, I'll just order him a pizza.
No, I haven't ordered a pizza in 2 weeks. Since pre-vacation. Pre-vacation.
I think there's been a pizza in this house since.
No. We had pizza at my sister's house.
Okay. But.
I would like a little respect here. A little respect. Just not a lot. I mean, I'm not a 100% respectful man.
I think what you dead ass told our daughter. Was you have to earn it, is what you told her.
I feel like I've earned it.
Have you?
It was a good run, guys. It was a good run. We've made it.
Or I'll be planning a dinner and Gary's like, well, I just got him a happy. Will you go stop and get him a happy? I told him he didn't have a happy meal.
You weren't planning shit.
That's not true. That's not true.
So Tuesday night, you were planning dinner.
Yeah. Taco Tuesday.
After you ran out.
Taco Tuesday.
And had to go leave.
I was coming right back. It wasn't even 5 o'clock. The other thing is, like, Gary's feeding people at 5. Like, we're 92 years old.
I'm an early bird dinner guy. I don't, and people, I've talked about this. Like, did a podcast night. After the podcast, Dave was like, we got to go make dinner. I'm like, this is too late for dinner.
You're sitting here talking about eating taquitos right
I'm
now.
I'm drunk. There's a difference. I'm not eating for dinner. I'm eating because I'm drunk.
That's not a good choice.
I'm not even drunk anymore.
You sound so disappointed.
I am. That's the thing. Like, I get drunk really fast now, but I also sober up pretty quick. I think that's how I handled Nashville so well.
Mm-hmm. Your liver working differently.
It's just floating around in this temple, which I have been working out back on the ground. Shout out Rigdon. He's pushing me. It's good to have somebody to do it with.
Mm-hmm. I'm proud of you.
But we did a workout today, and I was like, so we got to do a burnout at the end. And I completely failed. I was like, because in my head, I'm still as strong as I used to be.
Yeah.
I mean, I was a strong bastard. I'm not fragile, but I'm not as strong. I just don't. I've lost so much muscle and just, you know, my body's eating itself. Literally. So we're doing biceps. And we do like the heavy bar. It's like 45-pound bar. So it's 60. It's 105-pound curls, right? And I was like, oh, shit, we're going to do a burnout. So I had 3 10s on each side. And then we do as many as we could, drop a plate, do as many as we could, drop a plate. I did one to start. I was like, oh, shit, that's too heavy. Turns out it was a little too heavy for him too, but I had big expectations of myself mm-hmm. when I failed. Also, it was the end of the workout, so.
That's what a burnout's supposed to do.
Yeah, it fucks.
It's supposed to be, I don't think you're supposed to do super high rep on a burnout. It's supposed to be, or a super high weight. It's supposed to be about the rep.
It's still more so. Still yeah. failure.
Yeah.
But then I even told Dave, I was like, I'm going to walk for an hour today. And I did.
Proud of you.
Listened to a whole podcast about Marlon Brando's son getting kidnapped. I was in it. Because the true story, the private detective had no hands.
Stop.
True story. You know what his name is?
Stop.
Do you know what his name is?
No.
How, like, what
no.
kind of fucked up life do you get when your name is J.J. Arms? True story, Googling. J.J. Arms has no hands.
It's awful.
It's awful, but he was, like, the best. He found Marlon Brando's son. Brought him home.
I'm really jealous that you're working out. I really had big hopes to. Because
you tried.
I have three.
And your back gave out on you. Your body said, nah.
I've had the hardest struggle this summer has been the amount of time I'm with people constantly. My kids.
Not just our kids, but.
No, it's mostly our kids. I am with them.
Next summer, Abby's probably going to be looking for a summer job.
Yep.
Just to afford daycare.
So I was kind of pumped because Harlan's doing this really cool camp and he loves it. And, you know, I didn't know if it'd be a situation like vacation Bible school or something where I'd have to go and kind of shadow him. I didn't know. But, they're amazing. They're awesome. They know exactly what they're doing and he loves it there. And he's playing for 3 hours. I come and get him and he's like red-faced, exhausted. He lays in the car.
He's been such a great mood this week.
Yeah. And I think it's the increase in activity and peopling and the structure of our. Oh, yeah. Our
he, like his father, is a social butterfly.
Yeah. But I was really excited because one part of getting back to the gym for me has been, A, I'm not getting enough sleep at night. And I've been really trying to correct this, hence the magnesium that Gary is pooping on.
Never shit on it. Just saying.
Oh,
you wouldn't take a Tylenol.
I love how you like to spend things. That makes you sound so innocent.
You be the judge as a listener if I was shitting on it.
Y'all.
Anyway. Also, if you're listening on Spotify, just one of you that listen on Spotify, there is now a feature where you can leave a comment or a question or whatever. Somebody do that just so I can see it.
Oh, God.
Because I've been doing it to all the podcasts I listen to, leaving a message on there. I like people know
that you're out there,
that they're being heard. I don't want to know I'm being heard. That.
So I was really excited to get back and get to the gym, and I too am having an issue with
being geriatric.
Yep. So I still feel like I still look down on machines in the gym.
Not me anymore.
There are
Jay
few-
Cutler, three-time Mr. Olympia. Change my mindset on machines. Because as somebody who was probably an ego lifter still most of my life, bench press is like the gauge of men, like what you bench.
You're an ego lifter?
Yeah. But he said, I've seen too many people tear a pec or, get injured doing that.
Here we are.
And he goes to machines. And I'm like, who am I? I am not Mr. Olympia. This motherfucker's Mr. Olympia. And he said, tell me to use machines. I'll listen.
I think for me.
I haven't done a flat bench since my surgery.
Really?
Yeah, always machine.
So I'm very much in the mindset of I want to do a squat. I also think there's like a mobility component to it that is important to me. That my body
is so jealous that I can squat all the way down.
My knees won't have it, and it's bad. I mean, it's really bad, and it's.
What's about rock tape on there?
Again,
yeah. I'm just saying, if it worked for your back, it'll work for your knees. Try it.
That is not the added. You smiled when you said that.
Because you're beautiful. I'm trying to smile at you. Looks of affirmation. It's a thing.
It's not a thing.
I just created it.
So I put the kinesiology tape on my back because it. Freaking hurts.
I ran my hand down her back and thought she had some lacy panties on. I was like, ooh, what are we doing? It was just the tape on her back.
You're so dumb.
Why is it dumb?
It actually gave me relief. And you should be glad that I have relief. But no, you shit on it too.
I did not shit on it. I'm just telling you. I thought
it was literal athletes that wear it and it made me feel better.
What? Point me to where I was shitting on it.
Put that on your knee. Since it worked on your back, and then you smiled like a shithead.
So defensive. Can't even take a fucking smile.
Am I defensive, or am I just absolutely correct in my reading of your attitude?
You're not. Your total read on me today has been wrong.
But in general, for our life, I'm 1,000% correct.
Who's to say?
Me, and I'm right. So anyway... I'm struggling with that. I don't feel like I do want to be able to do a squat and a deadlift. And I love deadlifts. Like, that's something I finally learned how to do, like, within the past 2 years. Mm-hmm. So I want to do them, but I can't do that and then take 4 days off of a workout because I'm, like, I couldn't walk. It is awful. When you throw your back out, it is horrible. Because everything hurts, and it hurts in my hips, and you can't sit, you can't lay down. So it really makes me mad. So I was really looking forward to this week of having 3 hours without Harlan to go to the gym.
On the first freaking day,
I throw my back out. I was so mad. Like, I've been
in. Hear me out. Let's go full circle. Are you mad at me? No.
Something awful.
No, full circle. We dust off the beach body tape. See if that does anything for you.
It's not even funny. It's not even cute. From the man who ordered a workout program that's like squats for the thoughts or whatever it was.
No,
or,
that's just his catchphrase.
No, I don't make it sound
I did
better.
That workout program for a year.
Good for you. We were in a position when we lived in Owensville at the time that I wasn't able to get to the gym all the time. So I was trying to do something at home and it looked like a reasonable workout. Do you know that my coach, my college coach, used to make us do fucking Tai Bo in our spring?
Billy Blaine, come on. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah.
We did. That is not, we never hi-yawed.
Then you weren't exerting yourself. You didn't give maximum effort on Tai Bo.
I was really good at Tai Bo. I just want it known. My spring
workout.
What workouts,
is Billy Blanks doing these days?
Hell if I know.
Billy Blanks, we want you on the podcast.
So I just thought it was a reasonable. There are people.
It's like sweating to the oldies.
There are people that have been very successful.
Richard
with that.
Simmons changed the lives of millions of people. Billy Blanks changed the lives of millions of people. It's how you implement it into your life. I'm just saying. We don't even have a DVD player. We couldn't even use it if we had to.
At the time, we did, though. And I don't even know. Like, I've sold it since. It's gone. It's not even here anymore. And you're acting like it's here.
I'm not acting like it's here. I just...
Literally. Roll back the tape, princess, because you said over here in this corner, we don't have it.
I said Jillian Michaels' six-minute shred. Who knew the downfall of Jillian Michaels? I have loved this podcast.
I have a lot to think about when I go upstairs.
What are we thinking about? Give me your, okay. If you're just tuning in, the three biggest takeaways that you're going to think about tonight.
Who?
You. You said I've got
if
so
I'm
many
If I'm just
things.
Tuning I've been here the whole damn time.
I know, but what?
And I've been here for 20 years.
But for somebody that's listening, what, and they're going to rewind and listen to the whole thing, what's the three keys that they need to listen to?
Gary is drunk.
Not now.
Gary has really horrible takes on things most of the time.
That's not a surprise to anybody. What are the three main takeaways?
That's a takeaway. And the other is...
I said three, so there's two more.
You're drunk. Takeaway. You were that, drunk.
You never breathalyze me. I could just be very happy.
You have confessed. Gary lies. That's it. He lies so much.
I didn't say I wasn't drunk. I'm just saying I could be very
manipulate.
Happy. Manipulate. And it would mask as the same.
You can't even admit when I'm right.
I tell you you're right all the time. Here's the takeaway. Abby, super defensive all the time, doesn't take words of affirmation. Turns down physical touch.
I don't.
Doesn't accept it in my love language type manner.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm super excited to know that somehow, despite all this, we've made it 20 years.
Yep.
I was looking at our wedding pictures the other day. You were gorgeous. I was an ogre with a fucking flat top.
You did have a flat top.
You never steered me away from a flat top.
You always acted
also,
like
I shaved my head before our engagement pictures.
Always,
I've
always
never had great hairdos.
Tried the past few years. Always had great timing on your decisions. Amazing. Really. Impeccable.
Should I go back to the flat top, be honest?
Absolutely.
One time. Nope. One time.
Nope. Please don't.
Here's the thing. Nobody does flat tops anymore. You have to find a legit barber. The last time I tried to get a flat top in Mount Sterling, they fucked it up royally.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. Remember I bought.
Oh, yes. I did.
Yeah.
Yep.
I went and bought clippers and shaved my head because it was so bad.
Forgot about that. Yeah.
Because they fucked my beard up. It's awful. Anyway. All right. This has been, I feel like we've made some headway here in our relationship after all these years.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Brought everybody along for the ride.
That's right. That's what we do. We just
open and honest.
I would rather say authentic. This is our authentic selves. This is a conversation we'd have if 1 or 7 million people, I would love to say, hey, 7 million people listened to our last episode, but I don't want that smoke.
I don't either. Ever.
Would I have enjoyed 1 billion from the Powerball?
I would have enjoyed that $147 that you made off your skins, but you kept that.
I spent on pizza or something. I don't know. It came full circle. It didn't go to waste.
I'm sure it never does.
All right. How do we end this? Where do we stop at? We just keep going?
Are you trying to end it? You trying to wrap it up?
I mean, we're over an hour. We can go another hour. Who's to say? At what point did people stop listening as well?
Remember when you were talking earlier about your like 15 minutes of fame and it would take 10 minutes to ruin it? Let's go ahead and wrap it up before.
I'm going to be famous off this one.
Nope. I'm just saying if time.
What are you saying?
The longer you speak and the longer people hear you, the more opportunity
somebody out
it
there,
is
maybe just one person. And that's all I'm looking to reach is just that one person who relates to me.
Mm-hmm.
It maybe has a similar relationship and it's like, you know what?
Aside from the person sitting literally 2 feet from you, but carry on.
No, I'm just saying there's one man out there who's like, you know what? My wife's like that. I feel the same way.
I would love to hear from the females that, or.
Right. I would love to hear the counterpoint.
Or like, damn, she puts up with that.
Or how, I would rather hear from the female that says, she's so lucky.
Yeah.
I'd like to give you some perspective.
I need perspective now. Got it. Lots of takeaways. I have so many things to think about when we walk away.
I didn't say
away.
You need perspective. I said from
I told
their,
you, the longer you keep recording, the more you're going to keep talking.
I said from
and
their
the
more.
No, you said to give me perspective.
No, I said from their perspective.
Okay. Listen. Believe what you want to believe there, friend. Mm-hmm.
All right. I love you.
I love you.
It's been a fun ride. If you made it to the end, tell somebody about us. Because we're looking for that 15 minutes of fame.
Nope. Don't want it. Could do without it.
That's only 50% of the podcast. The other 50% wants it.
Okay.
So until next week, maybe off the rails, but it's going to be fun.
Okay.
8 people, picked to live in a house. Have those things stop? How did the real world thing go? Stop. How'd the real world thing go?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Anyway, we love you all. Thank you for listening, putting up with us. It's been fun. It's been real.
Thanks for listening to Close Enough.
Leave us a like on our Facebook page and follow us on Instagram at Close Enough Pod.
Consider giving us a share and review on whatever platform you found us on.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.